Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
That's Wayne Duvenage. He is the chief executive officer at the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, ALTA. We wanted to check in with him and understand his views on the state capture report. Well, it's all out there, isn't it? Recommendations have been made. Money's been spent. Where do we go from here? Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Howard.
Hi. So, your reaction to the release of the state capture report?
First two parts are out. One more to come. I think that next one will sort of tie it all together and wrap it up. But in the main, the report has been excellent from the point of view that what has been covered so far, Transnet, Denel, SAA, and a number of other areas, is a lot more, clarity provided through a judicial process, remember, and this is what's important about this. Yeah. Up until these reports, everything was what we'd heard in the media, what we'd watched at the commission, and a lot of speculation. But now you have a report by the commissioner having applied his mind through all the input, cross-questioning and so forth, and this is what makes this a very important report. And we can clearly see now what was going on behind the scenes. So action now needs to start taking place. And I think that's what we're excited about.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's about, because we've seen the worst of it now. And I know I've had a lot of comments of people saying, well, that's actually a pity we even went through the state capture, because we've seen the ugliness. We've almost unsealed the mess. And it's only valuable if we now clean it out. If we don't clean it out, and if we don't deal with what we need to do in terms of what we've seen, then all we're doing is exposing a festering wound and not treating it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the judicial report gives us now, a document from which is a launch pad. Because until then, as I said, lots of speculation, lots of stuff in the media, and obviously the people involved or the people implicated can poo-poo all of that. They can really denounce it and say, yes, but, you know, innocent and proven guilty and stuff like that. Now, this isn't a court process, a full court process where the person is guilty, but it's a judicial process, a formal one, where cross-questioning under oath has taken place. And it's very, very important from here, because all that evidence now can get carried forward into the prosecution process, and it could have beforehand anyway. Any information that comes through from anybody could have, but this is now formalized. And so, right, it would be an extremely a massive waste of time if nothing happens. This report now cannot be allowed to gather dust. Mm. It now needs to be done and quite quickly. As we've always said, so for some time now, Shamila Batoy, has been in office now for 3 years, and not much has happened, and this evidence has been clear for a long time. So I think it puts a lot of pressure on the criminal justice system and the people that have to go after the people implicated in those reports.
What is the status of the evidence given? As you've said, people have given evidence under oath. If somebody disappears to Dubai or somewhere else, or unfortunately doesn't live to go to court, can that evidence still be used?
Yes, absolutely. It can and it must be used. You know, if you're going to recover funds from an estate, for instance, if someone has passed on, like Ben and Gobani, you don't stop now. That evidence is there. People who have an interest in keeping that money from that estate would have need to defend it. If people have skipped off to Dubai, well, then they need to be brought back and face the music here, and those extradition processes are underway, I believe, although taking again far too long with the Guptas and Salim Essa, the kingpin, in many respects of the Guptas' proceeds of crime. So it all still applies, and it needs to be managed and handled in the court of law now.
What is a reasonable expectation? You know, obviously South Africans are sick of this. We've been hearing about corruption for years upon years. We would like by Wednesday people to be charged. It's clearly not going to happen. What is reasonable to allow the MPA to start laying charges?
Well, on many of these cases, we think they're long overdue now. You know, it's not complicated stuff. And if you just step back for a minute, in most countries and ours as well, if you have clear evidence of wrongdoing, and you don't need 50 different incidences, you need one. And in many of these cases, there's more than one. So Brian Molefe, for instance, Anush Singh, Essa, a number of these individuals, even the previous ministers, Lynn Brown, she's been implicated in the reports, as has Gigaba and a number of them. So if you have clear evidence, there's the emails, you are linked to this deal which went down, and you that was an act that, against the transgressors, the Criminal Act, then those cases need to be brought to court quite quickly. They need to be charged, and the evidence needs to be gathered and obviously verified. And it doesn't take long, in reality. It shouldn't have taken this long for a number of those matters to reach court by now. So to answer your question, I think the NPA now needs to start charging a number of those people clearly implicated within the next couple of months. Whether they'll be able to do that or not is another question, because they have been hollowed out. They are short of resources and skills. But that shouldn't be an excuse 3 years in now. It really is becoming quite frustrating for
civil. Has there been a reaction around that? Because we do, as you just said, we do know that they were hollowed out and that they had to rebuild. But it's been a while now.
Yeah, look, they are still under pressure. We have engaged. As civil society, we are putting a lot of pressure, not just ourselves, civil society in general, on the NPA to now up their game and get on with the job of prosecuting. Because, you know, the thing about corruption, especially grand-scale corruption of this nature, which has crippled the country, it needs to be dealt with. Otherwise, people lose hope. People lose hope in the criminal justice system. This country needs hope. It's going through a lot of turmoil, a lot of political infighting, and the equality gap and poverty just gets wider and worse every single day. So until people are held accountable, money flees, people go, no investment takes place. So it's critical that this is dealt with, and the NPA have given undertaking to do so. The question is, by when? And that's our frustration.
We certainly will keep an eye on it on our side and keep checking in with you as well. Wayne Duvenage, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the Organization Undoing Tax Abuse, out talking to us about the State Capture Report.